Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii and Boston, Massachusetts. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer.
Aloha.
Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. What does it mean to put family before profits? Mark Benson, the president of Honolulu Ford, never dreamed that one day he'd be living in paradise. An Eagle Scout at the age of 16, his work ethic took him from farm work to overseeing multiple car dealerships. Mark is a multiple Paul Harris Fellow with Rotary International. He's active on the board for the Boy Scouts of America and a Silver Beaver. We pause for a moment at the beginning of our show, as we typically do, to remind you the reason we have the Good Life Radio Show is to bring you closer and closer to Jesus Christ. You say, Danny, what does the president of Honolulu Ford have to do with a relationship with Jesus Christ? Well, you'll soon hear what his experience has been like with God and what difference a relationship with Christ makes in the life of someone whom God uses in business, in ministry, to touch many, many lives. It's our hope, it's our prayer that you, dear one, will remember that Christ loves you so much. He died on the cross for your sins. He shed his blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And today, dear friend, the living Christ calls you to himself. Whatever you're facing, whatever you're going through, whatever it might be, would you turn your heart to Christ? Would you open your heart to Jesus? That is indeed our hope, our prayer. Mark Benson is married to Mary. They have one son, Patrick. He's a student at Hawaii Pacific University. They're active in the community and are a part of New Hope Church. Mark, welcome to our show.
Well, thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Illinois and Iowa, Midwestern farm community. My father's a Lutheran minister, okay. And so I can say I grew up in the church, and I was a typical PK.
Pastor's kid, PK. What was it like growing up there?
You know, it was a good way to grow up. There's no regrets. There was a family of six total, and my parents took great care of me. But I learned at a young age the importance of having a work ethic.
Yeah.
It was tough growing up as a minister's kid, you know, in a small town. You always were blamed for everything, most of which I'm sure I was participating in one way or the other. But there was a lot of love in our household, and it was love that I gleaned onto as being the most important part of a family.
Who influenced you most in your growing up years?
You know, it would be easy to say my father. My father had a good influence, but at the same time, my father, I think, suffered from being a workaholic. He was always out working for the church. And so I would have to say, like a lot of people, my mother. And my mother was a nurse. My mother ran the home pretty sternly. My mother's rules were fear me, required, love, optional. And so it was kind of an interesting way to grow up.
Let's do that one more time. I want to hear that one more time.
Fear is required by my mother. Love was optional. She didn't care if I loved her or not, but I was going to do what she told me to do.
Wow, I've
so
never
heard
that.
So we had a great relationship. Great relationship.
Now, as a nurse, your mother, she worked in the cancer, among cancer patients.
Very good. Yes, she was an oncologist nurse, did that for a number of years. Mm-hmm. And so in the morning, it was kind of interesting watching my parents read the newspaper, because they'd, instead of fighting over the sports section or the business section, they'd fight over the obituaries to see who had to work that day.
Wow.
A different way of growing up, but a good way.
You mentioned about fear and love. Give us more. What other things do you remember about Mom that stay with you today and even influence the way you raise your son and then the way you treat people?
Well, I'm happy to report my mother and father are still doing well. They live in Phoenix, Arizona, Sun City, and my dad plays tennis 5 days a week. And my mother is involved in all types of things. Both are retired at this point. But they have a great life. They've enjoyed each other. Not a perfect life, but enjoyed each other. And it was interesting. One of the things we used to tease about growing up is that some families don't get along well. And it seems like the more money involved in a family, the less the siblings have a tendency to get along. Mm-hmm. So I always accused my mom and dad of being incredibly intelligent because all my siblings and I never have a harsh word. So it was always fun that we weren't ever fighting over who was going to get anything when they pass away. It was more like, hey, don't worry about it. It's just us being together. So it was a different way of approaching
fantastic?
It.
Fantastic. I love it.
Well, I've heard, I guess I could call them horror stories from people of great means.
Yes.
Who have, maybe from a parental standpoint, the parents have a great fear of what's going to happen when they're not there.
Yes.
To mediate what's going to happen. And sometimes it seems like some parents, they already know, knowing their children, who's going to make certain moves.
And isn't that a sad way to have to go through life? I think that my way of growing up, we were in a small town of 500 people for my junior high and high school years. Had an opportunity to spend a lot of time on the farm, and that led me to a love of agriculture and ended up with an economics degree, economics from Iowa State. And originally, I wanted to be a John Deere dealer. Unfortunately, Deere wasn't hiring at the time, so I wasn't able to go that direction.
Maybe praise the Lord.
I you know what? Any time that God lets a door close, because I don't think God intentionally gets up in the morning and says, I'm going to make something bad for Mark or not grant a person a wish that they want to go. But at the same time, he says, hey, this is going to be sweeter down the road. You're going to enjoy it more. And we have to be open to find out where those doors are going to lead us.
Mm-hmm. That's a life lesson right there.
Right there.
That's a life lesson, because some of us, we stop short of that, and our faith wanes in that process because we're disappointed. It's not what we wanted. It's not what we expected. Or it might not be what we thought God had in mind. He had something in mind, but it might be a lot larger than we thought. We limit ourselves, or we limit God in some ways.
Well, and we hear the expression that when God closes one door, He opens another. But in our humanness, many times we struggle with letting that door close, or we struggle with opening that new door. I do believe God does do that, but we have a role in that as well.
Well, I think God gives us not only a heart, but He gives us energy. And with that energy, with those relationships, and then that desire that I have the most problem with is that desire to trust. And there's an old saying, you know, I'll do it my own way. I know what I'm doing. I know. But in reality, we've got to be able to take our hands off the wheel, still provide the pedal power, because He still wants us to go in everything that we're doing. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, try to let Him steer your life.
There's that word go again, Danny.
How did you become a Christian? Growing up with a father who's a pastor, but how does Mark Benson become a believer?
Well, you know the old saying, the Lutherans are the frozen chosen. And the first time somebody held a hand up at church, I asked my father if he was going to stop the sermon and see if they wanted to go ahead and find a bathroom out to the back. Mm. But, you know, I think that I, through confirmation, I always had a desire. But I can tell you it was probably 18 when I truly reached out and said, okay. And what it was for me was we had gone to Jesus Rocky Mountain with a youth group. And Amy Grant did one of her first paid performances. And I remember watching Amy up there singing and watching all the people around her just really relishing in her. And over that week, we were there for all kinds of different people, Christian artists and comedians and preachers. And as I got home back to the Midwest, I'm thinking to myself, I want to be like them. If that's what I got to do, I want to be like them. Make me like them. And at 18, that's really when I thought, okay, I felt it. I got it. I know where I want to try to go. Now, it hasn't been a smooth road, but at the same time, it was my desire.
What is it? What is it that you saw to make you say, I want to be like them?
You know, so many people, we fall prey to the world where if I could just date that cheerleader, if I could just have that car, if I could just have that home, believe it or not, even if I could just have that health, then life will be grand. But I think that's not really how it works. I like the word that Paul used, and it sounds like a defeatist word, but I don't feel it is. It's called contentment. And I think that Paul, when he uses that word contentment, he uses it in such a way that he's laying it out. I can be happy in all things. I can be happy with much. I can be happy with little. And I can be happy when persecuted. I can be happy when not. And so I look at that as saying, okay, I want to be as much as I can the word contented. And then what defines that word? That's how I try to drive it.
What does contentment mean to you in this season of life, Suzanne?
A peace in the Lord. And knowing that, arriving at a point of knowing I can trust him, knowing that as I turn to him, he will lead me. And I believe he speaks very clearly to us through rest and unrest. And so contentment to me is when I am walking in his will, praise be to God, I have a peace that passes all understanding, and that gives me contentment.
Contentment, rest, trusting in God in the midst of whatever circumstance you might be in. Imagine being a business owner and making a decision about your business to honor God. Well, we have someone today who can talk to us about that. When we come back from our break, Mark Benson. Mark Benson, the president of Honolulu Ford, will share where he's coming from, what his convictions are, and why. You see, it's much more than just making a decision. Beneath it, there's a care for families. There's a spiritual perspective that undergirds this. And in the connection of this undergirding of a spiritual principle, the hand of God's blessing, grace. Catch this now. Silent Sunday. Have you heard of that before? Mark Benson will explain what that means. He also has a new television program. Again, Mark Benson from Honolulu Ford. You can find out more at honoluluford.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Paliomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
He had an opportunity to become a Ford dealer in Albany, Georgia. And Mark Benson moved to Georgia and a subsequent offer to oversee 9 dealerships in the Midwest. This is part of his journey in the expansion of his business endeavors, business enterprise, to bring him to where he is today. Mark Benson is the president of Honolulu Ford. You can find out more at honoluluford.com. Danny Yamashiro here with Suzanne Maurer. It's a blessing that you're with us today. And indeed a privilege to have Mark Benson sharing heart to heart with us about his family, his life, some of his training in his formative years. But have you heard about Silent Sunday? What does that mean? Mark Benson, tell us, what is the Silent Sunday sale?
Wow, that's a great question, Danny. Thank you very much. We wanted to approach the market different. And by approaching the market different, it was the most important thing I could do is I wanted to surround myself with good people. And to have good people, they have to have good family lives. Good family lives are going to give a balance to not only my management team and my employees, but also to me. Mm-hmm. And I find that we prayed about it for almost 6 months. What do we do? There's a few people in the communication business in this market that I ran the idea past, and everybody said I was crazy. Don't do it. You'll fail. My dealership, when I got here, had lost a huge amount of money in the previous 7 years, and I was kind of the last guy to either make this place go or we would go ahead and close it. So I prayed about it. I spent time with Pastor Wayne, and we elected on Super Bowl Sunday 2014 to close the store on Sundays and to honor God. But also, by honoring God, we wanted to do that to bring it to the first and foremost that I wanted my people to go to church, but if not church, spend time with family. Let's go ahead and strengthen the family. We felt that was more important than anything else we have going on in our lives.
Well, let's drill down a little bit deeper. What has happened?
Well, it's been interesting. It's been a great journey. Two short stories to kind of share. The first one was Memorial Day weekend of 2014. And we were behind. I mean, way behind for the month. Ford Motor Company out of California put a lot of pressure on me. My managers all wanted to open. I called Pastor Wayne after about 20 minutes of conversation back and forth. He said, "You'll make the right decision about opening on Sunday or not." And Danny Asau was actually the one. I was waffling, thinking about opening. He said, "Nope, we're committed to the Lord. We're closed. No way out." So we closed, and then on the following Monday, Memorial Day itself, we sold 25 cars and had a record day. And so it's interesting, and I'm proud to tell that story, that it's important as a Christian you surround yourself by other people, even if you're feeling some weakness at the time, they're there beside you. But now in that period of time, in 2014, we became the largest domestic car store in the state by volume, and then in 2015 carried forward and still more volume. And in 16, we're still tracking the same way as being the number one domestic car store in the state as far as volume goes. So I feel that we're being blessed, and not just blessed in our desire to sell cars. We're being blessed by the relationships that we get an opportunity to make and meet with people.
Isn't there a scripture that says, "He who honors me, I will honor"?
Amen.
You're experiencing that. What are you most passionate about, Mark?
Wow, I'm passionate about my family. I'm passionate about, this is going to sound completely funny, but I'm passionate about creating family wage jobs. And when I say it that way, it's because I think everything in life comes down to respect. And a person can want to be a Christian, but in reality, they need to have that respect when they shave in the morning or get up and put their makeup on in the morning. And I think a lot of that centers in our culture with the ability to take care of themselves. And I think that's so important. So I take a lot of passion in creating jobs in my company and helping lift people up. So those would be the two areas. The third area that I'm passionate about is reaching out to the community and providing different things with the church. I had an opportunity. We had about a 3.5-year relationship with Free on the Inside Ministry. It was fantastic. We're happy with how that's worked out for us.
Now, can you tell us just a little bit about that?
Yes, Abula and Lynette and Scott handled that on FM 99.5, and they were preaching to the incarcerated, and we felt that was important. They're left out of the equation many times and probably didn't sell a whole lot of cars to the guys on the inside. But at the end of the day, it's not about advertising as much as it is about getting the word out and having the right relationships. And so that relationship is really what has been the highlight of my career being in Hawaii. It's the relationships we've been able to develop. Those have just been priceless.
Well, and the incredible example that you have provided and been to the business community. Have you had some feedback? Have you? Not just with cars, but business in general.
I've had some interesting conversations. My business partner on the store is not particularly happy with me being closed on Sundays. Although, as I've shared with him, it's my decision and this is what we're going to do. At the same time, I've had other people ask me, what do you save by closing on Sundays? And I always say, you're framing the question wrong, because what I'm saving are families. It's not about saving dollars. It's about saving relationships. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I try to strive for.
Mm-hmm. That's unique. That's unique.
It is. I'm sitting here wondering, forgive me, of other businesses that close on Sunday. I'm at a loss.
It's a unique in society that's driven by the bottom line, driven by pressure from others, what others may think. So I think there's an exemplary courage, but there's a reason. It's not just a mindless thing that he's thought it through.
Yes, prayed about it.
Prayed about it. And as you explain it, you know, you've got a strong angle in the way that you're presenting.
Absolutely. Mm. And you know what, at the end of the day, you know, you want to be able to look back, and it's more than, did I make a difference? It's more of, you know, the old story, we've heard ministers say it for years, you put your hand in the barrel and the water spreads out, but it's amazing how the water goes back when you pull your hand out. I more than accept that. I don't know if I'm going to have an opportunity to plant a seed somewhere that may germinate decades after I'm gone. That's okay. You know, all I want to do is try to listen to what Jesus wants me to do, and I just try to implement it the best that I can.
Mark, you mentioned Amy Grant. She had a huge impact on me in my beginnings as a Christian, and so I have my little morning prayer of melt me, mold me, fill me, use me, and at night I use Amy Grant's song, Have I Been a Light in Dark Places?
Beautiful.
Have I brought a smile to sad faces? Have I lived this day as you would have me live, Lord? And those are my bookends of the day. And that,
awesome.
And that's what you're talking about as well.
That's right. That's right.
Now, how does one go from agriculture to being the president of a car dealership?
You know, it was a strange journey, like many journeys in life. It was a strange journey. It was interesting. I went to work for American Honda right out of college. And in fact, Hawaii was part of my territory. So I sold the cars to Pfluger and Tony and Don Lucas and the neighbor islands. And I'd spend 10 days a month at the Colony Surf and 20 days on the mainland, go back and forth. And what a life from some, you know what Iowa stands for. I'm go ahead and tell you if you don't. Idiots out wandering around. And and very much, if you've been to Waikiki, you can always spot an Iowan. I don't mind telling you. So it was an appreciation for the business, the industry, and then again, the relationships that you get a chance to meet. And that's important, because as I've looked at cars in reality are the second biggest investment that anybody makes. And many times it can be the first most important investment. Mm-hmm. And I find that many times as I meet people, it's not about selling them a car. It's about helping them make good decisions. And it may not be buying a car. I mean, that's okay. I don't judge anybody, good, bad, or indifference. I just would rather have them make good decisions that help their family than buy a car and make a bad decision.
But again, from agriculture.
Yes.
To what you're doing now, did your desires change?
No, you know, it's funny. I met the largest John Deere dealer in the world about 2 years ago in Maui on a Ford trip. And he was from South Dakota, don't you know? Mm. And we had a great conversation. And I said, you know, vicariously, you're doing exactly what I wanted to do. Uh-huh. And it was funny in our conversation because he said, I've always wanted to be a Ford dealer.
Really?
And so...
Both living vicariously through each other.
It was interesting.
That was a divine appointment.
You talk about those things that you're passionate about, things that are rewarding to you. When you look ahead, what do you envision? What do you envision for Honolulu Ford? What do you envision for Mark Benson's life, your life?
Well, that's an awesome question. I don't know that I've got a very profound answer. I guess what I would envision is I enjoy being part of this company, but it's not me. I enjoy being part of the Christian community and a follower of Christ. And that's first and foremost, number one. Mm. Honolulu Ford is my way is my trade, but it's not my life. And so I try to draw a little bit of a distinction between the two so that no matter what, it's what's most important to me is whether I am at this organization that I own this company or God has me doing something else someday. The most important thing is I'm listening and I'm trying to follow his word and be obedient.
I am inspired by the clarity of your definition. You know who you are. You know your position. You know, when you talk about your identity in Christ, in the family of God, and that being the main point of definition, so many of us are self-identified by what we do.
Mm-hmm.
We look at ourselves, that becomes who we are.
Correct.
And we need examples. Someone today, dear one, is it you? Do you from time to time fall prey or slip, even as I have? It's what I do. What I do is who I am. And need to be reminded even today by Mark Benson. I think the Lord sent him to speak to us. No. Don't be defined by what you do. You are a child of God. You are called by God. Yes, God has opened doors for you, for me, to do certain things, to make a living as part of our career, but that does not define who we are. And there's a sense in Mark Benson, there's an open hand of release. Maybe it's part of contentment.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, maybe it's an inspiration of contentment that we can all experience. Stay with us. We'll be back with more from Mark Benson.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiahua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiahua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, "I believe in you." Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
HonoluluFord.com. Yeah, Honolulu Ford. I've got the president, Mark Benson, in studio with us today. Danny Yamashiro here with Suzanne Maurer. Grateful that you're with us today. And if you're tuning in right now, you caught the tail end of the last segment. You can get this program in its entirety for free. Free podcast at thegoodlifehawaii.com. As you listen to it, maybe you have someone that knows Mark Benson or knows about Honolulu Ford and might be interested in hearing more about some of the underswellings that cause the business to operate the way that it does and the successful way that it does and the hand of God's grace on the business. Find out more at HonoluluFord.com and share this program with them as well. It'd be a great way to reach them, to touch them. There's nothing quite like hearing someone's story. Again, HonoluluFord.com. Mark Benson, you recently started a television station. You have a television. Tell us more about that.
Thank you for that softball right over the middle of the plate. I really appreciate it.
Hit it out of the park, brother.
There's two stacks of money that I have in my business. One is my advertising money, and the other is my tithing money that we do in the community and with the church. And guess which stack is higher? Advertising. But it's bothered me. I've had this dream over and over again that I'm going to meet St. Peter someday, and he's going to say, we gave you this bully pulpit to market your product, to advertise your store, and yet you promoted TV stations or TV programs like Lucifer, Night of the Dead, Buffy the Vampire Slayer. You didn't do what we wanted you to do or what you knew in your heart to do. And so I kept praying to God, tell me what to do. Where do I go? And so it wasn't my idea to come up with this station. I mean, it was definitely God's inspiration. So we have a station on Oceanic Cable, channel 316 on the digital box. Got to have the digital box. And what we are doing with that station, it's the first of its kind, my understanding, from Oceanic in the nation, that is completely on demand. And so we have seven local churches are providing content to us each month, and we're putting their product on there. Now, this is not tithing. This is definitely advertising, but it's nothing like $2.99 down and $2.99 a month, because that's not what my vision and my heart is.
And if you buy one.
Yeah, exactly. No, it's a way in my eyes that I've sat in a million pews and I've heard some tremendous preaching all over the country. Mm. And when I hear something that's profound that I want to give to somebody, a brother-in-law, a person at work, the first sentence, I get it great. The second sentence, I kind of butcher it. The third sentence, I'm asking everybody around. I never get it written down right. Then when I get my gumption up in 3 or 4 weeks later to talk to that person, the first sentence I get right, the second sentence I butcher, the third sentence I always say, you know, if you would have been there, you would have got it. And I think it's been that way for 1,000 years. And so as we want to evangelize to the community, I think the way to go is if somebody has experienced a death in their family and they want to hear a teaching by Dan Chun or they want to hear a teaching by Waxer, mm-hmm. you can say, go to channel 316 and look on there for, let's say, One Love, and look at April 24th and take a look at that subject because I think it's going to speak to you. The station, what's cool about it, it's located in between ESPN and the Food Network. So we get a tremendous amount of people surfing by the channel. And to me, when I finally hear those words vicariously that I hope are going to come my way someday, well done, my good and faithful servant, that we've entrusted you with much and you have attempted to perform, because I don't know that I'm performing to the standard that Jesus would like me to perform, but I'm trying, and my team, we're trying together. And so as I look at this station, this is our way of trying to get to that next level.
Hopefully many of our listeners will recognize that 316. But for those that don't, tell them about 316, please.
Well, the interesting thing, and that this is maybe the big one on my side, is that you know how most stations west of the Mississippi start with a K for call letters or a W sort of, you know, and the FCC controls. Ours is John 316. So when you think about it, whether you're a Christian or you're not a Christian, everyone has experience with John 3:16.
Yes.
And that's the reason for the station. That's the reason for the number and the partnership that we've developed with Oceanic.
When you talk about television, when you talk about reaching people, well, and that really is the heart of why you're here and why we're here. And yes. When you talk about those moments when, you know, hey, you had to have been there. You should have been there. You should have heard it. Television programs, what is it about the quality of programs that you think draws people?
I think a TV cuts a wide path. I think it's a safety food. It's a comfort food. Mm-hmm. We do it for many different things. It's part of our culture. It's part of our life. And what I'm looking at in this is a way when people are down. I hope the viewership on this channel runs traditionally at 10 o'clock till midnight, till 2 in the morning. That would do my heart great if most people are looking then, because I think that's when our demons, our pressures hit us the worst.
Yes.
And we can't sleep.
Can't sleep.
And so when people are looking on and they look at ESPN, there's nothing on ESPN, then they surf up and hit the channel, it would do my heart great. And it's not designed to replace the church, only present an appetizer, then to go and hear Mike Kai, then to reach out and to hear some of the other great teachings here in Hawaii.
I heard, or I came across somewhere recently about the number of hits that had come, or visits to the station, some number. I mean, it was in the like 60,000 range or something like that. Is that something? Am I accurate, generally speaking?
Yes, sir. 54,000 people visited the station in the month of May. And we're working on tuning that in to what it looks like. Now, for the purist, there's also HD, which is on 1316, which is the same station. But I like advertising 316 just because it sounds a lot better than 1316.
That's easy to remember. 316.
Yes.
It speaks of the heart of not only the stage, but the heart of the president of Honolulu, Ford. Take us back. Talk to us about how you met Mary.
I'm sorry?
Tell us how you met your wife.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. I had a little problem here and there for a moment. I met my wife at the Balboa Bay Club in Newport Beach.
Okay.
And she was working her way, finishing up school, and was working there part-time. And we went out a few times, and she said, oh, I know I can do a lot better, I'm sure. But I think I wore down. And this was back in the early 90s. So we've been together for a long time.
What was it? What was it about her and she about you that drew you to each other?
Well, I heard the most honest statement of my life the other day from a good friend of mine that we went to his birthday party, Dave Sorensen. And he, I don't think he'd mind if I said it. He said the first thing he saw when he saw his wife was pure lust. And I think when I met my wife the first time, I went, wow, look at her. And that was my initial attraction. I thought, she's a beauty. And then I got the chance to know her and obviously marry her and take her on the road.
May I ask, where was she with Christ at that time?
You know, she was raised Catholic.
Okay.
And she had gone through Catholic schools all the way up from K through 12. Mm-hmm. And you know what? It was a good thing, because we went to hear Greg Laurie speech at Anaheim Stadium. Mm-hmm. And we sat there and both cried together.
Harvest Crusade.
Talking about what has to happen. And then you're in the stadium with your peers and you're looking at these people. Just a great relationship. Great relationship.
Mm-hmm.
What lessons has the Lord taught you in business?
Wow. You know, when I look at business, I think the key is you have to take it seriously because you have a responsibility. Decisions that I make or my team makes affects people not just in my company, but outside my company. You know, in businesses that we do business with back and forth, everybody from a radio station to the garbage hauler, it affects everyone. And so what I try to do is try to make consistent decisions. And so if we're consistent and transparent, I think those are the best decisions that we can make. And so I try to let all my managers know that even if I'm not in the store that day or I'm away for some reason, I miss a meeting, everyone knows what I'm going to say. So you don't have to hear it. You know me. You know my heart. Make the decision. That's what I find is the best.
How about in marriage? A businessman in marriage. A Christian businessman in marriage. What lessons has the Lord taught you in the marital relationship?
That one is tougher. That's one that you have to listen, and I'm not good at listening. My wife, the first decade we were married, would tell me, don't treat me like you're the dealer. You're not the dealer. And that was difficult. So, but I think in time,
yes,
we find ways to mellow and respect. I'm very proud of my wife. She's on 5 boards. She's in the community. She's constantly giving. She owns an Allstate agency that's housed in our dealership, and she's incredibly active. So I'm really happy that what she has found Hawaii, she just thoroughly loves this community and the people.
I think we all need to mellow, and our wives have had to address that in us.
Correct.
I think you probably learned it sooner than I have, because sometimes I still have to mellow. But, you know, when the time comes, the Lord has a way of... The mellowing for me has been a breaking in some instances. Maybe someone today, Suzanne, is in a breaking point or at a breaking point, a breaking moment, and there's a mellowness that's going to come out as a result of that. I don't know if you've experienced some of that too, Mark, you know, in that mellowing process to kind of soften up a bit.
You know, I think that we all have to have a sense of humor and that, you know, we talk about the 5-second radio button that's out there. I probably have got more like a 30-minute radio button where my wife keeps on me on what I say or not say. But at the end of the day, I try to listen more than I think I should. And I try that. I'm
you
not
do
always
that purposefully.
Successful. Purposely. All the time.
Knowing yourself, knowing how you are, you work on that.
Correct. I try. Yes. I'm definitely an A personality. My wife says an A personality on steroids. But at the end of the day, what I try to do is come up with a plan where we're consistent and a mutual agreement, and it makes my life easier.
You know, what I'm hearing, Danny, though, that is somewhat extraordinary, in my opinion, is the tremendous respect that God has given you, Mark, for not only your family, your employees, your customers. And I think that makes a world of difference. And I'm somewhat saddened to say I don't think it's common, but I think it's critical. This respect that you have for other people, and certainly a deep respect for the Lord, and I'm very encouraged to hear it.
I've heard that still waters run deep, and there is a when you come across it or when you hear it, when you sense it, there is that depth that exists. A consistency, a certain kind of stability that I think of my dad in some ways when you mentioned that, because my dad says the same thing all the time. I know I don't have to hear him say it. I know in this situation, I know what he's going to say. That's how I relate with what you're saying.
Correct.
With your staff, your managers. But you see, that quality, that impression is indelible. Indelible. That's deep. Dear friend, as you listen to Mark Benson today, as we share in this time together, Hey, how is it with you? How is it in, how is it in your life, your relationship with the family, your relationship with family? Is there a level of consistency? If you say, Danny, well, honestly, you know what? I've got to work on that a little bit. Well, I'll say, you know what? Let's link arms together. Let's link arms because you're not alone. Hey, I'm with you there. I've got to boost up in that area as well. Strengthen in that area, more consistent. Maybe God, who is always consistent, is really our great role model. Maybe Mark Benson is a kind of reflection on that, and we say, okay, wow, our eyes elevate all the more. And we see the consistency, the stability of God gives us peace. Stay with us.
On the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
All right, let's talk about friendship. Friendship. You know, God brings people into our lives and brings us into their lives. And, you know, there's a scripture that says, as iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. You can find that in Proverbs. Sharpening one another. I'm looking at Mark Benson. He has grown the business at Honolulu Ford. The hand of God has been upon him in his career. Eagle Scout, Rotary International. But I wonder, have friends made a difference in his life? I think they have, but I got to ask him, what do you think, Mark? Friends, talk to us about friends.
We could go 24/7 on that and just continue to go, because I've been incredibly blessed with friends. Friends that are still with us, and most recently, a former business partner of mine died in a plane crash. And probably for the first time in my life, I'm looking forward to being up there.
Mm.
And meeting my friend John again.
Mm.
More than when I've lost grandparents or other relationships, it's the first time where I can really honestly say I'm looking forward to that.
Mm.
I don't miss him because I always told him what I thought about him and each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yet at the same time, I think friendships are something that are far more important to us than anything else we have going on out there outside of family. It is the friendship.
Has friendship been a way that God has worked to strengthen you, to protect you, to guide you?
Absolutely. I do a small group here with Scott Hogle and John Tilton, and we get together once a week, and iron does sharpen iron. Usually it's getting thrown at me more than just quietly slicing a piece off, but it's a way that we can all sit down and let down our guard, and with a sense of love, talk to each other with complete openness. And I think that's so important that we all have to do. We all have to find those relationships that are out there.
Do you think it's ever needed particularly for men?
Well, you know, men, we're raised differently. And women are raised differently. Society tells us the way that we're supposed to be. I've been in church more here in Hawaii, where I'm accusing people of putting onions in the AC ducts, because when I've heard a number of people speak, Pastor Coe speak, for some reason my eyes sweat. It doesn't seem natural.
Sweaty
to me.
Eyes. Sweaty
it's,
eyes.
It's got to be something in the AC
well,
system
is
in Hawaii.
That or are your eyes leaking?
Oh, they're leaking. I'll accept that one as well. But we have to. I think we all have to not take ourselves so seriously, that we all have to lay not just our burdens, but our desires, our requests at the foot of the cross. And when I go to bed at night, I try. I'm not always good at it, but I try to say, all right, Lord, I've carried this backpack as far as I can. It's your turn till morning. I'll take it back in the morning, give it back. That's okay. But at night, I need that rest. And so you take it from here till morning.
You know, Danny, to me, there's a richness in friendship that's one of God's most precious gifts. I believe that love is a gift, and I believe friendship is a gift. And it's just, we don't do well without it, in my opinion. We need friends. Was it Barbra Streisand? People who need people. We need friendships.
Yes, we do.
Someone today has been hurt in a friendship, been offended in a friendship. They thought they were tight. And all of a sudden, something in them snapped or clicked, and it's not what it used to be. What would you say? What would you say, Mark?
Wow. You know, I obviously, I've been hurt. I've hurt others.
Been on both sides.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's incredibly painful. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, though, I would rather venture and accept the pain than not to be venturing at all and have that opportunity. And so I think that we're flawed individuals, and if we approach it that some people that have offended or hurt me over the years, or friendships that have been hurt, I try to forgive and move on. It doesn't mean it won't come back someday, but at the same time, if it doesn't, that's okay too. And it was good for when that was that period. But I think that we have to be more open to forgiveness and circumspect, and not beat ourselves up, because I don't think that's what God wants us to do, is constantly beat ourselves up. Improve ourselves, go to Him, ask Him, but at the end of the day, be open to accepting.
What's your favorite scripture?
Wow, it's Luke, and I wouldn't call it my favorite scripture. I'd call it my thumb scripture, with my thumb pressed down. But it's been since I was a kid. Unto whom much is given, much is required. And I've always had a work ethic. I got my first loan from the bank when I was 13 years old to buy a riding lawnmower. I've just always had that drive. My dad said, you're not very smart and you're not good looking. You better learn how to work hard. And so I did. So I think that scripture is one that always spoke to me, that we've given you your gifts. Now go use them.
Danny, may I go back to friendship just very quickly? Mm. I, in the last couple of years, have experienced what I thought was the loss of three friendships, one of which was my very closest, with no understanding in my heart of what happened. And so what the Lord led me to do is to write to each of them individually. It was over different periods of time, and write a letter of apology, admitting that I didn't really know what I'd done wrong, but that I asked the Lord's forgiveness and theirs, and that I'd continue to pray for them, which I have. And my birthday last June 28th, I heard from all three of them, totally unexpectedly.
Good for you.
So I really want to encourage, you mentioned forgiveness. Friendships come and go, but if it's a very special friendship and you have hit a stumbling block, turn to the Lord, ask His guidance, but continue to love unconditionally. And then just be that prodigal, it's not a prodigal son, but a prodigal daughter, just continuing to pray and trusting the Lord with it. Because too many people get so angry and there's a bitterness that comes, and that's not appropriate.
Even you saying that is a form of application to what Mark mentioned, to whom much is given,
Exactly.
Of whom much will be required, or whom much is required. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we don't feel like things are being held in justice. Justice mm-hmm. is not being served.
It's not always fair.
Understood, or that things aren't being on the level. That's how we feel. But we've been entrusted with much. We've been entrusted with something special. A parting shot, Mark Benson, to someone right now who's going through a difficult time. What do you think God would have you say to them?
Oh, you know what? These things are going to pass. What you're experiencing today, I've experienced incredibly tough times in my life. My life has been one of pounding. I should be a diamond right now because of the poundings that I have self-inflicted or become part of in all phases of life. But it does get sweet on the other side once you can see through the storm and do put your trust in Jesus and ask him to carry the pressure, the pain, and ask him to seek the guidance so that you know how to navigate the troubled waters. I think that's the best thing, that things will get better. Don't stay down. Look for the upside and then ride that wave up.
You've experienced that yourself?
Always.
And the Lord has been with you through it all?
Lord is always with me. It's whether or not I choose to reach out to him like I know I need to. Mm. Mm. The Lord's always there. The footprints that we've all heard is a classic.
Yeah. So, but still, even with that, and maybe this is a certain level of comfort, as odd as it may seem. So, Mark Benson, the Lord has always been there, but you have not always taken, at the most opportune time, his hand that has been extended to you?
Correct. Look at 08. Whether I owned a business in 08 or whether I was working for somebody sweeping a street, we all went through a huge amount of pain in 08 when the economy crashed. It was pain everywhere. And yet I look at that, and at the same time, I look back at that and say, what can I learn from it? And
exactly,
at the same time, to guide my friends and my families and those people that I'm around, not live in fear, but what can we do to make sure that we can limit the next one that'll come? Because it'll come. Mm-hmm. So I look at it, what can we do to help lift those up around it so we don't get knocked over by a rogue wave we're not looking for?
A strong word from Mark Benson, but one who says it having processed the Lord's work in his own life as he shares his life with us today. Mark Benson, thank you so much for being with us today.
Mahalo for having me.
What a blessing.
Dear one, indeed, it's our hope that you've been moved, encouraged, even as we have, by the story of Mark Benson. You can find out more about him and, of course, HonoluluFord.com. There's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, I believe this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. Click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special video presentation for you there. If you'd like to help us with your financial support to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. And I thank you in advance. Genesis 2, verse 3, then God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it he rested from all the work of creating that he had done. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to Mark Benson, HonoluluFord.com. Until next time, along with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer, technical producer, Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life. Just leave it to me. I'll